Snow Hill by Mark Sanderson. Read by Jonathan Keeble.
Now from all parts the swelling kennels flow, and bear their trophies with them as they go. Filths of all hues and odour seem to tell what street they sailed from by their sight and smell. They, as each torrent drives with rapid force, from Smithfield to St. Pulchre's shape their course, and in huge confluence joined at Snow Hill Ridge, fall from the conduit prone to Holborn Bridge. Sweepings from butcher's stalls, dung, guts and blood, drowned puppies, stinking sprats, all drenched in mud, dead cats and turnip tops come tumbling down the flood.
From a description of a city shower, Jonathan Swift, October 1710. Forward. I went to my funeral this morning. I expected more people to be there, if only, like Simpkins, to make sure the coffin lid was nailed down properly. The turnout was so disappointing I felt like joining the mourners as they huddled round the gaping grave. But, of course, I couldn't. It was short notice, and it is the week before Christmas, so I suppose it's a miracle that anyone, apart from Matt and Lizzie, bothered to traipse from Fleet Street to Finchley. Mr. Stone told me that more came to the service in St. Bride's. Then my colleagues only had to walk about 100 yards to the church. At least they made the effort. My killer didn't. I've been through a lot in the past few days. I nearly froze to death. I nearly burned to death. Daisy's walked out. I've been blackmailed and nearly framed for murder. And I know there's worse to come.